Desperate for help, Bibi Zahra says it would be better to die than face this humiliation. She's been trying to find shelter for nearly 2 months after her husband was killed in Kunduz. A similar story from northern and central Afghanistan repeated across the Sarai Shumali camp in Kabul. Many parks and open areas in the Afghan capital are now camps for displaced people. Jamal's daughter has been missing for 6 days. He breaks down, explaining he's looked for her in police stations, hospitals and morgues. People here surround us every step of the way. They're hoping someone has solutions. Even after the fighting is over, this woman has arrived yesterday from northeastern Kapisa. She wants a tent, a spot for shelter. This water is for sanitation only, but drinking water is expensive. And when you're thirsty, quality of water isn't a priority. The tank is filled every few days for an estimated 6,000 people here. If aid agencies or philanthropists don't come, people must pitch in to buy the water. Beside the washing and drinking is the makeshift clinic. The open-air single-bed operation is run by volunteers. In the last 2 months, they have treated cases ranging from pneumonia and diarrhea to mental health issues. Out of 46 pregnancies at the camp, they say 26 were miscarriages. Mazida decided not to leave Afghanistan when thousands of professionals fled after the Taliban takeover.
If the international community and the World Health Organization is listening to you right now, what will you ask them?
We don't have enough medicine. We don't have enough space. We lack food and drinking water. I want to tell them that at least 10 mothers gave birth here in this camp. I want the whole world to help our people.
Aid workers estimate 5.5 million people across Afghanistan have been displaced. A large population of adults is going hungry so they can feed their children. The Taliban have been in battle for the last 2 decades, but their biggest challenge yet might be fighting hunger.
Give them 2,000 breads for 6,000 people.
Everyone used to get half a piece of bread, but today they don't have the money to buy it. Afghanistan faces multi-dimensional crises. People have been displaced by conflict, drought, floods and natural disasters. And the Taliban government says it cannot help because Western powers do not recognize the current government and have frozen assets. In the meantime, aid agencies say they're ready to work with the new administration.
Part of our responsibility is to not only address these immediate life-saving interventions, but is to try to work with the interim government to try to find solutions that work ultimately for the Afghan people.
The interim minister for refugees told Al Jazeera about plans to rehabilitate people, create jobs and help restart their lives. But it will be a tricky interaction with donors such as the UN because Khalilur Rahman Haqqani and others in this government have been sanctioned by the United Nations. Without that help, people here fear their problems will multiply, especially as winter approaches.
Now that the fighting is over in Kunduz, why are you not going home?
We eat plain bread at night and in the morning. What can I do? If someone helps me, I'll go back. If I find enough money to pay the transportation, I'll go back, even if I don't have a house.
And that involuntary return of the displaced can only happen if and when help arrives. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.